Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, it is worth remembering what has not changed. Our character as a nation has not changed. Our faith in God and in each other, that has not changed. Our belief in America, born of a timeless ideal that men and women should govern themselves, that all people are created equal and deserve the same freedom to determine their own destiny, that belief, through tests and trials, has only been strengthened. These past 10 years have shown that America does not give in to fear. The rescue workers who rushed to the scene, the firefighters who charged up the stairs, the passengers who stormed the cockpit, these patriots define the very nature of courage.
There's the president speaking at a special Concert of Hope event held at the Kennedy Center in Washington on Sunday night. As you can imagine, the 10th anniversary of September 11th is where we get started and spend a good deal of time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour of overviewing what goes on in the world of talk media, the spoken word format, issue-oriented political talk radio, left, right, however you want to look at it. There was lots and lots of conversation, and most people think it's been appropriate conversation, whether you watched it, listened to it, you read about it. The 10th anniversary was in your face over the weekend, has been for the last week. Will it continue to be that way? Well, there's a lot of input from the president. Here he is before we have got cuts from various people who have been around, involved in public service for the past 10 years or so. But we continue first with the president.
Decades from now, Americans will visit the memorials to those who were lost on 9/11. They'll run their fingers over the places where the names of those we loved are carved into marble and stone. And they may wonder at the lives that they led. And standing before the white headstones in Arlington, and in peaceful cemeteries and small town squares in every corner of the country, they will pay respects to those lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. They'll see the names of the fallen on bridges and statues, at gardens and schools. And they will know that nothing can break the will of a truly united States of America. They will remember that we've overcome slavery and civil war. We've overcome red lines and fascism and recession and riots and communism and, yes, terrorism. They will be reminded that we are not perfect. Our democracy is durable. And that democracy, reflecting as it does the imperfections of man, also give us the opportunity to perfect our union. That is what we honor on days of national commemoration. Those aspects of the American experience that are enduring, and the determination to move forward as one people. More than monuments, that will be the legacy of 9/11. A legacy of firefighters who walked into fire and soldiers who signed up to serve. Of workers who raised new towers and citizens who faced down their private fears. Most of all, of children who realized the dreams of their parents. It will be said that we kept the faith, that we took a painful blow, and we emerged stronger than before. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. With a just God as our guide, let us honor those who have been lost. Let us rededicate ourselves to the ideals that define our nation. And let us look to the future with hearts full of hope. May God bless the memory of those we lost. And may God bless the United States of America.
Does it sound like, is it me, or does it sound like every speech he gives is the same? 800-510-8255 connects with us here on the countdown. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of the news media coverage of the 10th anniversary? Is it A, excessive? Is it B, just right? C, too much focused on the past? D, I'd actually like to have seen more coverage of it. Or E, I didn't watch any of it, and I'm happy it's over. Well, it isn't over in terms of conversation. There'll be lots of it today and through the early part of the week, probably. I'm imagining it'll be one of the, when we review all of the top hits in talk radio for our weekend program, it'll be high on the list. I thought one of the most interesting things was the New York Mets wanting to make a statement during their game last night by wearing the hats of the agencies that sent first responders to the World Trade Center. However, Major League Baseball said no. A lot of criticism already, and rightfully so. League officials said the Mets could not wear hats with FDNY and NYPD printed on them during their game against the Cubs. The move would have been a nod for people who are from New York. The Mets wore similar caps given to them by firemen and police officials at Ground Zero in September of 2001 by some of the families of those who perished on September 11th. However, Major League Baseball wouldn't budge from its original edict that all teams wear hats with a small and simple flag. When the Mets made a move to continue wearing the hats after pregame ceremonies, they were told the team would be hit with a heavy fine. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. So we now continue in a moment with President Bush. He was on the stage with President Obama. We'll hear his words in a moment here on the countdown.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compound and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function. Help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
800-510-8255. Discovering the coverage, discovering what the various parties had to say at the ceremony. Here's Vincent in North Carolina. You've been paying close attention to all this, sir?
Yes. Good morning, Doug. I hear all the different ideas of how we should treat 9/11 and what we should do about it. I believe we should treat it the same exact way we did Pearl Harbor Day. However, you know, the way we treat Pearl Harbor Day is the way we should treat 9/11.
How do you treat December 7th?
You know, I just pause for a moment and I recognize, you know, I recognize what happened, who, you know, what we lost, and, you know, but I don't think it should be this really huge holiday. It was a terrible tragedy, of course, and so was Pearl Harbor. And, I don't think we should make it into this really big thing, because right now they're downplaying as it is. It seems to me they're trying to commercialize it as opposed to, you know, the real tragedy that happened. And I think if they keep going, it'll just go too far, and pretty soon we'll be given presents and candy and, well, whatever.
Right. Be like Christmas. All right, sir. Thank you for your input. 800-510-8255. Some people arrived the night before, stood there until early in the dawn on the morning of the anniversary. Some people came up from the subways. It was interesting to see some of the video of how heavily secured the subways were. Some were there to mourn what had been lost. Others came to represent what had been saved. Some came so they could remember what had happened, others to find a bit more closure. The memorial service at Ground Zero, the focus as we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Review. President Obama, we've heard from him now. It's President Bush's turn. He reads a letter that Abraham Lincoln had written to the mother of five sons who were all killed during the Civil War.
President Lincoln not only understood the heartbreak of his country, he also understood the cost of sacrifice and reached out to console those in sorrow. In the fall of 1864, he learned that a widow had lost five sons in the Civil War, and he wrote her this letter. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you're the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost, and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln.
Is President Bush with President Obama. A lot of people there, the dignitaries, but the real story is those who came by the thousands. Even if they could barely see or hear the ceremonies, they wanted to be there. And, you know, the usual stuff on television, although I thought there was an interesting job done by the Biography Channel of some who had survived, the stories that they told were very compelling. And the situation on that field in Pennsylvania also was pretty compelling. It's pretty important stuff for us to be continuing our focus on, which we will do in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Ground Zero was reborn this weekend. From one end of our country, though, to another, as the song goes, from sea to shining sea. There were a lot of people, a sea of people there. The day started on television with the CBS's Bob Schieffer talking to New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who was a very important part of all of the events on the anniversary date of September 11th.
New York is probably the safest city in the world. We have 1,000 cops dedicated just to intelligence and counterterrorism. We have more Urdu and Pashto speakers than the CIA and the FBI put together. We have 3,000 cameras. We have all sorts of stuff. We spend $8.5 billion a year on our police department alone, and then there are other people that help as well. So I don't think that you and I should worry about it. You see something, say something, leave it to the professionals, but you are safe. We will heighten up a little bit more, but, you know, at some point you've got every cop you have out there. You can't heighten up anymore. I think it crystallizes it in your mind a little bit. You focus a touch more. But our professionals do that for a living. And we've gone through 10 years where we've stopped a lot of terrorist attacks. And for all we know, we stopped an awful lot more than that, where people just said, oh, they're too on top of things. I don't want to go near it.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I wanted to ask you about something. You said, if I'm correct, at some point, we spent too much time looking back at 9/11. What exactly did you mean by that?
I think in this country, we're always looking for a guilty party for reasons. That's what we're doing with the economy. We argue about how we got into the mortgage crisis rather than how we get out of the mortgage crisis. When it comes to 9/11, terrible tragedy, 3,000 people. We have an obligation, though, to look forward. We want to remember. We want to memorialize. We want to give families a place to go, and that's what this memorial behind me will do, and it will do it in a wonderful way. But those that died were working for a living to take care of their families. They're not here anymore. We've got to make sure that their families have good schools, have good places to live, have good jobs, and can enjoy everything that the deceased would have wanted them to have, and we're working towards that. And so while it's not just, I think somebody said, it's not about closure, it's about maybe the 10th anniversary is a time to rededicate ourselves to look forward. And we've really been doing that. New York is back, and the terrorists didn't win. And those are the two real messages here.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg at the ceremony. The world stopped that day, said Johnny Fisk, who had come in from Sweden His first visit to the United States, he came to just attend the service. 800-510-8255. From NBC, Chris Jansing talked to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York, who's trying to help many of the survivors who have had health issues since September 11th.
There are things that have not been done, and there's one in particular that's of interest to you, and that's putting cancer on the list of 9/11 diseases that allow first responders to get health care. Tell us where that stands right now, Congresswoman.
Well, first, I'm very pleased that we were finally able to pass the James Zadroga Health and Compensation Act, which provides health care and monitoring for everyone who's sick and exposed to the deadly toxins. But we had to base it on science, and at the time the science wasn't clear, even though common sense told you that cancers would be caused by these deadly toxins. Now with the new reports that are coming out, there's more scientific evidence. So I petitioned Dr. Howard, who is the head of the program. In the law, we wrote in a procedure for adding new illnesses that would be covered. And he has now 60 days to review the scientific evidence and make a determination.
So this is not a political football. This is purely a scientific determination. Are you confident?
I believe eventually it definitely will be.
As Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, do you think it was appropriate to play football on the anniversary of September 11th? A lot of people are asking that question. You can answer it if you like at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Do you know someone who's having a birthday this month? Don't let the date sneak up and catch you unprepared. Have ProFlowers send beautiful birthday flowers. They make flower deliveries easy and affordable. And get this incredible radio special. Yours right now. 100 stunning birthday blooms plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Play it smart. Go online to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. Why overpay at a florist when you can get huge savings on one full 100 stunning birthday blooms for just $19.99 at ProFlowers. They'll even throw in a free vase. With a deal like this, you can take care of all the important people in your life and schedule that special birthday delivery weeks in advance. But hurry, this $19.99 birthday deal won't last forever. And the only way to get it is to go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. One more time, write it down. ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY. Got it? ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay of game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store at Sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. Sentinel securitygroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. The hot hits in Talk Radio, pretty much everything focused on September 11th, as is appropriate. And not only in the radio and television, like their magazine counterparts, every American newspaper on Sunday dedicated to the 10th anniversary. Like many, the Sioux City Journal here used their World Trade Center Twin Towers treated with text to symbolize the reflection that's been going on in our country. You may have heard a few minutes ago here on the countdown conversation with a congresswoman who is concerned, as we all ought to be, about the health issues, the most prevalent being cancer. Here from CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta talks about illnesses that are still affecting some of the first responders.
When the Twin Towers crumbled, nearly 3,000 people died. A lot of New Yorkers believe that number needs to be adjusted higher.
That's because of what they call the terror in the dust, toxins which many believe are still killing first responders a decade after the disaster. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has been investigating this. He joins us in New York this morning. Sanjay, you're here and you've got this dust with you in a bottle.
This is one of the few reminders now, thankfully, in some ways, of what happened 10 years ago. But this is dust. The researchers have been studying this for some time. And you can hold it. I mean, it's all sealed. But this is a very controversial substance, as you know. What exactly does this cause in terms of health effects? New study came out, a good study, a 19% increase in the likelihood of cancer among first responders who work for the fire department in New York. That's significant. This study came out. They've been studying this, obviously, over the last 10 years. It was a seven-year-long study. But already you're starting to see some bits of controversy. Dr. Prasant, who wrote the study, I asked him, I said, so for a fire department first responder who's watching this and developed cancer after 9/11, what should they take away? And he said there's a very good chance that their cancer came about as a result of the dust. Now, again, pretty significant.
What exactly is in the dust that is carcinogenic?
It's a wholly unique substance, really. I mean, it's this amalgamation of all these various chemicals that came together, sort of thrust together, benzene, mercury, titanium, lead. One of the responders, during this documentary, he held it up and he said, I am convinced I'm holding up the most dangerous substance I've ever held because of all the stuff that's in there. And keep in mind, and Allie and I talked about this before, but there were volatile compounds released at the time that simply evaporated into the air.
Right.
They could not be captured. They could not be analyzed. They could not be studied.
The fuel from the plane, the fumes that come off of metals as they melt.
That's right. All that sort of stuff. And, you know, the thing is that now these studies are coming out, but the first responders have known this for some time, or at least felt it for some time. You know, one of the things that really struck me when we were filming this was that there are cancer clubs here in New York. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they literally get together weekly to talk about their cancers. The New York City Fire, you're looking at one of them there. They get together. These are young, in this case, members of the New York Police Department. They all have cancer.
Wow.
They were all first responders, and there are clubs like that around the city. That's Ernie Valbona, who again, developed cancer afterward, didn't have any history of it in his family.
And you were with them. What do they talk about?
They talk. They're absolutely convinced that this, you know, their cancers, their illnesses, they're healthy guys, and now they are dying as a result of what they believe is the dust. They're also upset about something that's been ongoing for some time, and that is this compensation bill, the Zadroga bill, and whether or not it's going to cover some of their health expenses and some of their compensation.
And it's not. They decided, the Zadroga bill came out with research that said that this dust doesn't cause some things that some people have been claiming they've been getting.
That's right.
And they're not going to reevaluate that until next year.
That's what they say. They say in July of 2012, they're going to look at the studies, including this big study that just came out, and say, okay, should we put cancer on the table as well, something that's compensated? Right now they say no, but I guarantee you, you know, over the next few days...
In the meantime, people are dying.
People are dying, and they're going to let their voices be heard. I think some of that's even happening today, where they're going to say, look at this study. Why do we have to wait another 6, 8, 10 months?
It's amazing. It's a shame. It's pretty much... an outrage when you get right down to it. Kind of reminds me of the way many of our men and women in uniform who get sick on the job are treated by our government represented you're treating those people who protect you with ultimate disrespect, and that's the same thing that happened. And why it is that we put up with this as the American people supposedly in charge, another question to ask yourself. Why are these problems not being dealt with? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Joe Bartlett talking to Sean Riley, who was one of the first responders to the Trade Center on September 11th.
What was it like on top of that pile right after the buildings came down?
It was like nothing I've ever seen before. Like the TV cannot just, you know, show the picture of it unless you were really there. I mean, there was just steel all over the place, and the smoke, the smell. I was actually in the Marine Corps in 81, 85, and I was in Beirut, Lebanon, and it just had that same odor and the same destruction, but this was about 100 times worse.
Were you there when the Marine barracks were bombed?
I was there before.
Yeah.
And I was there after. I stayed in the building a couple times. But we relieved the guys that were in the barracks. We were in Grenada when that happened.
How's your health, Sean?
Mentally, sometimes emotionally, it's hard to deal with still 10 years after. I get sores in my nose. My breathing isn't what it used to be. 4 months after going down there, I had pneumonia. My oldest cousin actually is Deputy Chief James Riches, who lost his son.
Oh, Riches, yeah.
James Riches, yeah. Right. And he was in the hospital about a month before me with in a coma with double pneumonia. They thought he was going to pass away. The health is, you know, I could feel a difference, definitely. Since then, I have sores, like I said, in my nose, wheezing and headaches all the time. So, but, you know, we try to trek on, you know.
You know, listening to that, the pulling on one's heartstrings, the anger that comes as a result of what we know, and the anger, I guess we could be angry at our government for not taking care of these people, but the real anger has to be directed toward the people who orchestrated this and who pulled it off. And the fact that Osama bin Laden is dead now is a certain amount of comfort. I also find it interesting to look at the online stream of searches, the number of people looking for info on President Bush and also being searched, Twin Towers, conspiracy theories, another one, terror threat, silence, FDNY, 343 firefighters, Pledge of Allegiance, God Bless America is being searched. All of these also focused on Psalm 46, which the president read during those ceremonies. 800-510-8255. I think you hear in my tone I'm slowing down a bit listening to all of this, and how can you not be affected by all of it? Here's a radio host, Brian Noonan, with a former host, Spike Odell, from Chicago, who was on the air the morning of September 11th, had been complaining that it was a slow news day.
You uttered a phrase that now, unofficially, we are not allowed to say in this building anymore as you started the show.
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't when I started the show. We were into it a little bit, and I can tell you when I said it. It was in the 7 o'clock hour, and I even, I apologized to everybody because, you know, some days there are so many things going on, you wish you had time to do two shows to put it all in, and then other days there's just nothing going on, and, you know, you're almost going to the newspaper to read The Lost Dog to fill time, you know.
Right.
And this was one of those days, and I said something on the air in about 20 minutes after 7, I think I said it. I said, you know, I apologize, folks. This is one of those days where it's just really a slow news day. What was going on that day, the biggest story was waiting for some indication of Michael Jordan to see if he was going to unretire.
Oh, again. Right.
Yeah, that was the big buzz that day, but... You know, after you cover it, you can't do 4 hours on it,
right.
You know. And it wasn't much longer than you know what happened.
Yeah, if you said that at around 7:20, the first plane hit the North Tower at about 7:46 our time. Do you remember how you broke in, how you first got the news?
Yeah. We were in a commercial break, if I recall. And you know how we always... goof off back and forth with the people on the other side of the glass with the intercom.
Right.
Tom Peterson, who was doing news that morning, he and I were just talking back and forth about something. And the way it's situated in Studio A, I will look to my right, and Tom is in that little window at the news desk. And behind him is was a bank of televisions. And they're all tuned to news channels just, you know, so you don't miss anything, you know. And behind him, I could see smoke coming out of what appeared to be the towers in New York. And I said to him, I said, Tom, what is that? And he turned around and he says, well, I'll be darned. He said, that looks like it's the towers in New York. And it's on fire. There must be a fire.
So remembrances, thinking back, I made it a point on the programs that I do to try to look ahead. And we'll do a little of that in the next portion of the program, which comes up around the corner. It's 16 before the hour on the countdown now.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
This is Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I want to share with you a picture I was in with some major business leaders. About 4 or 5 months ago, I was in a magazine with some great people in business. And my gosh, did I feel like I made it in life. Here I am with these people. I was going to run home and tell my wife and put this magazine on the table and say, hey, look, Carol, I made it. I'm in a picture with these people. And then I said to myself, that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. I took that magazine, put it down, and I said, Carol, do you know what these people are doing right now? They are talking to their wives, and they're saying, honey, I made it. I'm in a picture with Andy Greenberg. Now, I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything, but sometimes we see people that we think naturally intimidate us, naturally are better than us. Forget about it. Don't ever think like that. You are as good as anybody else around you, if not better. Picture life with you as the hero. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the 10th anniversary of the worst terror attack in American history, the memorial speeches, etc. Here's host Jack Ricciardi talking to another host from his station, Terry Ware in New York, visiting, actually, the space at Ground Zero.
In the times that I've been there, it was always, you know, a work in progress. And now to know that it's sort of getting there and it's going to be dedicated. What's it like down there at Ground Zero?
It's very interesting, and the people you meet are extremely interesting too, Jack. Of course, the work continues. They've got the actual fountains here where the two buildings stood. I'm actually standing right now where the South Tower was. You know this area very well. I'm at St. Paul's Cathedral Chapel right across the street. Which was established in 1766, and the South Tower was just across the street from here, and the North Tower was over by the World Financial Building. And I've had an opportunity to walk around and talk to a lot of people in the area. Many of them were here on that day, and their stories are unbelievable.
Who have you talked to?
Well, this morning we were at ABC. We talked to some of the people from ABC that you hear, that you've talked to on the air, that we hear on the air too. People like Aaron Katursky and Jim Hickey and folks like that. And then we came down to the actual site, and we've been walking up to folks who actually went through it. One guy I talked to just a few minutes ago, he said, I don't want to be on camera. I don't want to do any audio recording because I was standing right here when it happened. And right here was right next to the North Tower. And he said, the North Tower fell into the building that I was in. And he said, it's just unimaginable. It's very hard to describe, obviously, what that day was like for somebody who was here. And then another lady I spoke with, you know, and the views are incredible, Jack. What has really amazed me about this has been there's no agreement among people here. And even people like Aaron Katursky brought this up with me earlier and certainly talking to New Yorkers. There's no agreement here on what should be done to honor and in the memory of the people who lost their lives here on that day and the attack on America that day. There are those who want the two buildings rebuilt. They want to see that happen right now. There are those who say this building is fine, but don't call it the Freedom Tower. Call it World Trade Center Tower. So it's amazing. Everybody has a different idea and a different view of what they're seeing go on here. They are very, as you know, very strong people, though. And they are not intimidated at all by what happened. They're sad. They're taken aback by it, of course, here on the 10th anniversary. But they certainly don't live in any kind of fear or intimidation by what happened.
You know, there are a lot of people who take shots at the French. I thought it was pretty interesting as we look at the observation here in America. But around the world, there are anniversary observances. In the main plaza in Paris, for example, a big American flag was unfurled in a big tower, the French will never forget, which I think is pretty interesting. Again, as many shots as we take at this. Did you see that? in the news. I didn't see much coverage of that. What do you think of the news media coverage of the 10th anniversary? The poll today at DougStephan.com. We focus on the new terror threat next.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm reading some of your tweets, pretty interesting stuff, four really strong comments that are affecting me and how I'm talking about this, including an overview of the firefighters who across the country climbed the length of the 110 flights of stairs in various places of the country. For example, Colorado firefighters went to five of the fire stations there and climbed up and down stairs. The Alaska participants climbed up the stairs. The Juneau Federal Building, Transamerica Pyramid in San Francisco, climbed up by firefighters in South Carolina. It was done at a resort in Myrtle Beach, the Renaissance Tower in Dallas. Firefighters acknowledging the 343 New York firefighters who died in the line of duty that day. So how are we doing in the war on terror? A lot of discussion about this 10 years later. Here's radio host John McDonald talking to a reporter from ABC about this.
What is the status of the war on terror 10 years later?
It's generally, I think we're generally safer. We're doing a much better job at communicating with each other. In other words, the 16-some-odd intelligence agencies, the federal law enforcement agencies, and obviously the city, county, and state law enforcement agencies now are at least talking to each other. It's not perfect, but you now have over 100 joint terrorism task forces around the United States that are that have representatives from virtually every law enforcement agency within that jurisdiction working together. As the intelligence applies to their part of the country. And I think that has stopped a number of attacks or at least has put us in front of them, as we have seen with the FBI, for example, being able to basically penetrate an organization and either send an undercover in to stop it. I think a lot of that has been successful because of our ability to share intelligence, which was clearly lacking prior to 9/11.
Now, beginning with 10 years ago, I remember the first thing Congress started doing is saying, we need to increase our laws regarding security. And then they created, I think at the time it was called the largest bureaucracy in the history of the country, and that was the Department of Homeland Security.
Correct.
And a lot of people said that they did have sort of a shaky start. How are they doing now?
Well, I think they're doing better. I guess the real question, at least for someone who, like me, who worked for 30 years sort of on the street in the world of law enforcement and terrorism, is that it wasn't so much that you needed to combine agencies. They needed to talk to each other. And it remains to be seen whether there was actually a need to place everyone, at least a number of agencies, under the umbrella of DHS. But it does seem to be working okay. I think that was probably an expensive venture to do that, but I think most people think it's functioning much better. At least those agencies are functioning much better as far as talking to each other today.
Okay. So here's another focus on the terror threat itself that's been talked a lot about this weekend. Here's Richard Dixon with Spencer Collier, the director of Alabama's Department of Homeland Security.
So we've got this specific, credible, yet unconfirmed threat on a national level. Everybody assumes that bridges, tunnels, New York City, Washington, D.C., right? But really, this could be anywhere. I mean, they could be feeding disinformation. They could attack. I've always thought that, and boy, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school here. I've always thought one of the worst things that could happen to this country is to have a mall in Salinas, Kansas blow up, you know? I mean, just to hit at the heartland of America and everybody in every medium-sized or small town go, crap, we could be next.
Right. Well, and the point you bring up is very accurate. And it's one of the concerns is, what we deem a soft target, that's very open, easily accessed. And that has been the concern over the last few years. And a single self-radicalized individual approaching a soft target is the biggest concern within the Homeland Security community. Of course, there has been announced credible threats. But we need to keep in mind that I think Commissioner Kelly said it perfect last night. We need to go about living our daily lives every day, but just be vigilant and use common sense and be observant. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call local law enforcement if something seems suspicious.
Yeah, but you know what? There's too much of that kind of stuff going on, too, because everybody's afraid. It's filling people full of fear. But the celebration themselves or the acknowledgement was pretty positive all around, I thought. And that's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Optics.